Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Bilang guardian ng kanyang dalawang pamangkin, palaging inaasam ng taga-Sydney na si Alex Wu na magawa ang pinakamahusay niyang makakaya. Ngunit mahirap na pagsabayin ang trabaho habang ang kanyang mga anak ay nahihirapan sa paaralan. Hanggang sa isang taon na napilitan ng lahat na manatili sa bahay. 6 na taon nang nakalilipas habang nagtatrabaho sa International Development sa Myanmar, ang bansa na pinagmulan ng kanyang mga magulang bago lumipat sa Australia ng huling bahagi ng 1980, nagbago ang buhay ni Alex Wu. Isang pangyayari sa buhay ng isang kapamilya ay bumago sa buhay ni Alex. Siya ay naging tagapag-alaga para sa kanyang dalawang pamangkin na may edad na 2 kalahati at 7 buwan. 25 taon lamang siya ng pagkakataong iyon.
They actually came to me on the day after my 25th birthday. So I was 25 and the very next day I became the official kinship carers, and then later on their guardians. And so it's been a pretty magical but an interesting and stressful 6 years. But it's been a really great journey, and it's just been a lot of just slow progress.
Kinailangang bitawan ni Alex ang buo niyang karera at itigil ang paninirahan sa ibang bansa at bumalik sa Australia para alagaan ang kanyang mga pamangkin. Isinakripisyo din ng kanyang ina ang kanyang karera sa New York para siya at ang ama ni Alex ay makabalik ng Sydney at suportahan siya at ang mga bata. Nagkaroon ng ilang maagang traumatikong karanasan ang dalawang bata at medyo nahirapan sa eskwelahan.
Like, people think that school's like a really easy thing and everybody just does it, and like people, I feel, really underestimate how much our children are learning all the time. Even just the social experience of being in school can be really difficult, and especially for kids who may not have come from the easiest of backgrounds, it can be very emotionally dysregulating, and there's a lot of anxiety in about trying, especially when they're so young, you know.
Nang pumutok ang COVID-19 pandemic sa unang bahagi ng 2020, si Alex na nagtatrabaho sa Department of Education bilang researcher at ang kanyang dalawang pamangkin na nasa edad 6 at 8 na ay napilitan na manatili sa bahay. Ang pag-aaral sa bahay o homeschooling ay napatunayan na ang positibong pagbabago na kailangan ng kanilang pamilya.
The chance for them just to reset, just to take some space from the school environment and the chaos of being around so many kids, and just to be able to just work one-on-one with us, or just to be able to be more comfortable at home for a little bit, because we feel that the anxiety just really dropped. But that also, because of their significant time away, you know, it's 2-3 months away, they really learned to miss school. They really learned to value, like, and especially they really miss their friends and they really miss their teachers.
Nagkaroon din si Alex ng flexible na oras ng pagtatrabaho at hindi kailangang magmadali sa umaga at maghanda ng baon ng mga bata. Malaki ang naging pakinabang nito sa kanila. Sa araw, tinutulungan niya mga bata sa kanilang pag-aaral, at sa gabi o sa weekend, ginagawa niya ang kanyang trabaho.
That allowed me to just have that time, just really see like how are my kids growing, how are they learning? And just to be able to see what does school really look like for them, like being with them on the iPads and to see like what are they learning about, and like what words are they struggling to spell, or you know, what are the, like, how do they go about trying to learn times tables and all those things that when you've got the rest of life around you, you just don't really notice. And just like even other things, like how do they concentrate on the work, how do they approach it, how do they feel anxious about it, do they feel calm, do they feel confident, do they or are they really stressed out by the experience of trying to be in school?
Para kay Alex, bihirang pagkakataon din ito na pagsamahin ang focus ng kanyang trabaho kasama na ang pagbisita at pagmamasid sa mga paaralan sa pagkatuto ng kanyang mga anak. Sa kanyang pagninilay sa taong 2020, sinabi niya na may ilang mga bagay na mananatili sa kanya ng matagal. Una, ang pagkilala kung gaano kahalaga na higit na pahalagahan ng mga essential workers at dagdagan ng kanilang sahod dahil labis tayong umaasa sa kanila. Pagdating naman sa mga guro, ani Alex, na ang homeschooling ay nagbigay sa kanya ng pagkakataon na makita ang ginagawa ng mga guro sa bawat araw.
Just to see like every day what they're putting into it, to see like how much collaboration they're doing, to see the great work activities that they're designing for our kids, to see like all the great little movies that they were creating and all the little fun dance activities and the Zoom parties and all that kind of stuff. Like just how amazing teachers are and just how much they put in and how much they give a damn about our kids.
At habang naging mahirap na taon ang 2020 para sa napakarami, nagpapasalamat din si Alex sa kung paano ito nakatulong sa pag-reset ng kanyang pamilya. Ngayon, nasa mas mahusay na kalagayan ang kanyang mga pamangkin.
They just seem so happy. They seem so settled. They're learning better than they ever have. They're able to focus and independently work without so much constant support from their teachers. They're not as behind as they might have been before. It's just been a really good period for all of us.
Ang tampok na ulat na yan ay inihanda ni Bianca Healy para sa SBS News sa pakipagtulungan ng University of Technology Sydney na isinalin natin para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.